The major work for this program is next, the Sonata in A Minor, Opus 7, by Ethel Smyth. She was an English composer who lived from 1858 to 1944. She was one of the most original figures in British music history, attaining international recognition as an opera composer at a time when women were still considered amateur musicians. In 1903, she conducted her opera Der Wald at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, the first opera by a woman to be performed there. Her early education, with private tutors followed by boarding school, was typical of the upbringing of an upper-middle-class Victorian lady. When she was 19, with the grudging consent of her parents, she entered the Leipzig Conservatory as a composition student. So that was more than 40 years before Johanna Senfter, our last composer, studied there. After 1 year, dissatisfied with the low standards at the Leipzig, she left and took private lessons with the Austrian composer Heinrich Herzogenberg. Through him, she gained entrance into the musical circle of Brahms and Clara Schumann. She also met Grieg, Dvorak, and Tchaikovsky, all students at the conservatory. After her lessons with Herzogenberg, Smyth continued to study orchestration on her own, and the rest of her career included many orchestral, choral, and operatic works on a grand scale. Around 1913, after composing her fourth opera, she realized that she was gradually going deaf. Despite this hardship, she composed two more operas and several other major works. When World War I put an end to performances of her works, she embarked upon a second career as a writer. She wrote 10 books, mostly of an autobiographical nature, and many essays championing equal rights for women musicians. Here, then, is the Sonata in A Minor, Opus 7, by Ethel Smyth, composed in 1887. It's in four movements. Renata Egebrecht-Kupsa is the violinist, and Céline de Tilly, the pianist.